$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore the farm labor crisis, pushing agricultural automation from concept to rapid commercialization, examine a conversation on rethinking how capital gets allocated to agriculture as long-term foundational infrastructure, and look at major facility openings in fertilizer production and biological sciences research. We'll also cover a landmark brand reunification through acquisition, biological crop protection expansion, a joint development agreement targeting corn disease, and a robotics company crossing a significant revenue milestone. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. This week it was revealed that the through line is infrastructure, physical, financial, and biological. From a farm labor crisis accelerating autonomous technology deployment to major facility openings, a landmark acquisition, and capital being repositioned toward agriculture as foundational rather than speculative, this week reflects a sector building for the long term. This week's analysis covers the farm labor crisis fueling an ag tech automation surge. The structural labor shortage across North America and Europe has reached a critical tipping point, with traditional workforce pipelines drying up as costs skyrocket. In the US alone, reliance on the H-2A visa program has quadrupled since 2010, while domestic interest in farm roles remains near zero. With wages hitting record highs, exceeding $20 per hour in some regions, and intensified regulatory pressure on the existing workforce, farmers are facing an existential threat to their production lines and profitability. In response, AgTech is shifting from experimental concepts to rapid commercialization, with 63 new autonomous products hitting the market in just the last 15 months. From laser weeding robots and AI-driven pollinators to fully autonomous tractor platforms from industry giants, the industry is aggressively deploying technology to replace manual dependency. With nearly $400 million in recent venture funding targeted specifically at labor replacement technology, the transition to a robotic-first agricultural model is no longer a future vision. It is happening now. Additionally, this week's interview features Julia Wilkinson, Chief Investment Officer and Managing Partner at Liebeck, who is featured discussing how agriculture rarely dominates investor conversations and why that framing misses the point entirely. Her position is that food systems are foundational infrastructure, not an asset class that should try to mimic the velocity of software or artificial intelligence. Liebeck invests in sustainable agriculture across various private market asset classes, alongside decarbonization and resilience efforts, with strategies benchmarked appropriately for their stage and risk. Wilkinson's argument is clear. Capital allocation for agriculture needs to be rethought on its own terms, not forced into venture-style return expectations that were never designed for weather-dependent, capital-intensive systems. What's in the news for us? Well, ICL opened a new specialty fertilizer plant in India to manufacture water-soluble fertilizers, replicating the company's advanced production model currently operating in Israel. On the other side of fertilizer investment, Solugen raised $50 million to scale organic nitrogen fertilizer production in Canada, with plans to increase capacity at its existing facility in Saint-Patrice-de-Beaurivage, Quebec, construct a second Quebec facility, and expand further into the U.S. Shifting to innovation infrastructure, Reservoir officially opened Reservoir Farms in Salinas, a flagship ag-tech innovation hub featuring multiple innovation barns and 24 acres of dedicated commercial test fields. Building on that, Syngenta opened BioStar, its new $130 million biological sciences research center at Jellits Hill, bringing together approximately 300 scientists in a purpose-built environment focused on biological sciences, molecular and analytical research, and digital innovation. In a significant M&A move, Fresh Del Monte completed its $285 million acquisition of Del Monte Foods assets following U.S. bankruptcy court approval, reuniting the Del Monte brand under single ownership for the first time in nearly four decades. Moving to biological platforms, Frontera Ag signed a definitive agreement to acquire Plant Sustain, integrating it into Frontera's existing biological platform to strengthen capabilities in plant resilience, biological crop protection, and scalable biological solutions. Furthermore, Resurrect Bio and Corteva signed a joint development agreement to combat corn disease, aiming to deliver elite corn varieties that require fewer chemical inputs while maintaining performance under high disease pressure. Finally, to close our news, Carbon Robotics surpassed $100 million in annual revenue for its fiscal year ending January 31, 2026, and appointed a new CFO, marking a significant commercial milestone for the laser weeding robotics company. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Animal Ag Tech Innovation Summit from April 8 to 9, 2026 in Fort Worth. Following that, Regenerative Agriculture runs from April 13th to 16th in Los Angeles, and Future Fit Asia 2026 takes place from May 12th to 13th in Singapore. Then we have Fiber Connect 2026 and Precision Agriculture from May 17th to 20th in Orlando. Finally, don't miss Transform Food and Agriculture Europe from June 2nd to 3rd in Amsterdam. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology. From the farm labor crisis, driving a $400 million wave of autonomous technology investment, and Julia Wilkinson's case for treating agriculture as foundational infrastructure, to ICL and Solugen's fertilizer expansion, Syngenta's $130 million BioStar Research Center, Fresh Del Monte's $285 million acquisition, and Carbon Robotics crossing the $100 million revenue mark. It's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. The infrastructure is being built in fields, in labs, and in capital markets. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrow News is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.